Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Is it a good morning? Because I walked in and Jess wears her emotions on her sleeve. I never have to wonder how Jess is feeling. It's always very obvious.
Yeah.
I ran into Jess first thing this morning in the hall, and I could just tell something was wrong. And yeah. I was like, bro, what's wrong? What's going on? And what was your...
It's raining outside. And you know what? Before all of you come at me and flood the text line with like, you know how it is, Jess? It's Maryland weather. You should know. I know, but I also know it should not be doing this, okay? Even this weekend, like, yeah, it was nice, but if you weren't in the sun, you were kind of chilly.
Yeah.
At this point, it's typically hot, and it's cold outside, and it's raining. The commute in, the rain was hard. It wasn't even like a soft sprinkle. Yeah. It was a hard rain, and I was like... For what?
Like, she had a scowl on her face. And you've been here for a minute, too, by the time I got here. She was mad. I thought someone was broken
No, I've just been brewing over it. Because I could hear it outside.
she had beef with the rain.
And you know what made me even more mad? Because when I saw you, you're in a rain jacket. Also pissed me off. And I'm like, this is not okay.
Hey, man, properly prepared for this rain today, man. It did.
I don't know why this is happening.
Well, welcome to Maryland,
Look
Jessica.
At it. Look at it. We're watching our first cup forecast on WBAL. More rain.
Look at it, too. That's
all
that
storm.
Green, bro.
That's all a storm.
We're watching the weather map. It's green.
For
it's going to rain.
And then a shocking twist.
Heavy
more rain.
Heavy rain day, man.
What
heavy
the
rain
heck?
Day. It's gonna be a rainy one today. Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Your rainy commute in, that tired Tuesday vibe is definitely kicking in on a Wednesday this week. So that's short week. It is Wednesday, so it's time for Would You Rather Wednesday. This is where we give you two unfortunate scenarios, and you tell us which one would you rather between these two. We know they're both unfortunate. Don't say, well, neither. Just no loopholes. Just choose one or the other and tell us which one why. We're wrapping up the school year. For a lot of you guys, I mean, I would say less than 30 days for almost everybody left in school. So would you rather have to relive your middle school years or be stuck in traffic for 2 hours every single day?
Ooh, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. Relive your middle school years. And that means everyone's middle school years were different.
So we're talking 6th, 7th and 8th grade or just 1 year?
I don't know. So you got to relive, but it's only 3 years. It's only 3 years of your life. You got to relive
Should
again.
Should we do 1 grade?
Nope.
That's kind of crazy.
Nope.
So you're basically going to do 3 years compared to 2 hours a day in traffic.
But forever, right?
Well, for the rest of your working career, you got to do a 2 hour commute.
Okay.
In traffic.
But then you're done after the 3 years again.
But
you
that's
just
it.
Have to, it's just like a Freaky Friday
it's
thing.
It's a Freaky Friday. You go back, you relive it again.
And then you come back.
And you come back and you go back to whatever commute you have now. Mm. So, would you rather do Freaky Friday middle school or
both of those?
Would you rather have a 2 hour commute?
Oh my God.
And I'm talking like traffic.
To and from? Like so 4 hours, right?
So I'm.
That's 4 hours, dude. If it's 2 hours
and 2 hours back. And in traffic, too. Not just like a. Not an easy commute. 2 hour traffic commute each way to work.
So many people probably do that for real.
Know, some, this might be
a
nothing.
Lot of people
that's
are like,
what I'm saying.
Stop. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you may
yeah,
have
yeah.
loved middle school. So like everyone's answer may have been different. We don't know.
Well, good for you if you did.
410-583-1065. We'll start with Jess.
Crap. I have no other choice. I have to do middle school because there's no way I'll be peeing myself in my car. I have no choice. I have to do middle school.
I just thought about that.
I can't do the 2 hour commute to and from.
It
would ruin my life. It would actually
need like a device.
I would I'd be in a diaper. Like every day I would put on my diaper leaving work so I wouldn't pull over. So I have no choice but to relive middle school.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, think about Stone, our former producer. He drove like an hour every day, both ways. I mean, that was crazy.
So
that just alone. That's without traffic. I mean, if you had a traffic.
With
in,
traffic on the way back.
It would have easily been 2 hours. All right, Charlotte, are you going to relive your middle school years? 3 years, maybe kind of a hard 3 years. Maybe you loved, did you love middle school?
I was awkward.
Yeah.
Like, there were plenty of, like, awkward, typical middle school moments. But I actually met my still, like, best friend in middle school.
Aww.
And I just have lots of fond memories of us, like, being goofy. So
yeah.
I actually would not that upsettingly that didn't make sense.
No, it makes sense.
Not
you
with
it.
Pain.
This early.
Take the middle school option.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not doing middle school again. I'll sit in traffic. I'll sit for the next 30 years. I'll sit in traffic. I'm not doing it again. Man, it was too hard. It was too emotionally. I'm still dealing with trauma.
We know.
From
the birthday
the
party.
Birthday party. We know, dude.
You guys are still having to put up with trauma.
Yeah, no, actually.
With stuff that
that's
happened.
Fair.
So.
Yeah.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore top three. Three. With Jess. Number three.
Today is National Hamburger Day, which means you can score some free or discounted burgers from some of your favorite fast food chains for lunch. Let's start with Wendy's. So today through Sunday, you can add a junior bacon cheeseburger to your order for just 1 cent. Make sure you order through their app. Over at Burger King, if you are a members reward holder, you can grab a free hamburger with any purchase of $1 or more. And then over at Shake Shack, today through Sunday, they're throwing in a free Shack burger with any order over 10 bucks. Just make sure you use the promo code Burger Month.
Number two.
After more than 50 years, Southwest Airlines bags fly free policy has finally come to an end.
Man.
Starting today, the first checked bag will cost you $35 and the second will cost you $45. And they're also, of course, they're going to have weight and size limits. Of course, there are some exceptions if you're doing Business Select, A-List Preferred, you get those two bags for free. If you do A-List or if you have a one of their like rapid reward credit cards, you get one bag for free. Also keep in mind, this new fee only applies to Southwest flights booked today and after. So if you already purchased tickets for a flight before today, you will still get those two free checked bags. But starting today and moving forward, you're going to have to pay for the bags if you book a flight.
Jess and we were literally complaining about this before the show started.
Boo.
Can you imagine? You know who I feel the worst for? I mean, I feel bad for anyone that flies Southwest because it just sucks. You know who I feel the worst for, though, is Southwest employees that for the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah. They have to deal with everyone's attitude.
They're going to have to deal with the attitude.
That's true.
Because there's so
fair.
Many people that are going to show up to the airport and be like, I'm here with my free bags. And they're going to be like, no, it's not free anymore.
And they're going to be like, what are you talking about?
No, it's free. It's
actually,
Southwest.
That's very true. Yeah.
Our hearts go out
that's
to
fair.
All the Southwest employees that have to deal with the attitudes for the next at least 6 months. Probably years, though, to come. People
that's
that don't
true.
Fly a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
Number one.
HBO's Harry Potter TV series has finally found their new Harry, Ron, and Hermione. The three kid actors were selected for the roles. Over 30,000 people who all responded to the open casting call the show put out. So they're going to appear in the new series that is set to cover all 7 Harry Potter books over the next 10 years. They now join John Lithgow as Albus Dumbledore and many, many more. And filming is expected to begin on the series this summer.
Have you seen them? I mean, Jess is our resident Harry Potter head. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Eh? Is it weird? Because like, I feel like once you
so
have a character in your head, I know, it's like...
It's just like no shade, no tea. It's not about the kids. There's no beef with the kids. It's me being protective over my childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I legit grew up, like, book by book, movie by movie with Harry Potter.
Right.
So I'm just terrified. And I know so many people feel that way. And I am praying. Like, I'm literally praying that they do this well. Because if it's not, I will be devastated.
So is Daniel Radcliffe only Harry Potter?
In my heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nobody can do it.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's like, even when he was a child, he had this look where it's like he's been through so much pain, but he was still mystical. And
give
you
him a chance, man.
And
give
that's
new
just,
Harry
no,
a chance.
But I'm just saying that's in Daniel's eyes, right?
Yeah.
You can't buy that. You can't make that. You can't recreate magic. You just have it. But again, no judging. I'm just protective and I'm rooting for them.
Okay.
I'm rooting for them. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Wait. Wait. We've got some breaking news this morning. Usually we would come on and point at one particular neighbor specifically. That's not how it's going to go today. That's not how it's going to go. Typically, what neighbor would we point the attention to on this show, Jessica?
PA.
PA, right. We do a segment typically called PA So Cray Cray.
But lovingly.
Lovingly.
They're usually the house on the block that's making the most noise that we have to call the cops on, right? That's the best way that
we would never call the cops, but we would just definitely look through our blinds.
I might call the cops. Jess
I wouldn't call.
I would probably call the police after a while. Jess probably would not. Today, though, we have to turn our attention to a different neighboring state here in Maryland. That's the state of Virginia in a spinoff segment that we're calling VA So Cray Cray. First time.
Special edition. Yeah.
First time we've done this in 5 years, y'all. VA So Cray Cray. So I guess in a spin of, if you've never heard one of these before, VA So Cray Cray is going to go like this, where, listen, things happen in Maryland all the time, right, Jess? Like, it's not, we don't have our own stuff.
No. And typically when we talk about PA, when we talk about Pennsylvania, it's just like kind of like the random bizarre things that are taking place there. And there are a lot of just bizarre stories that you just can't explain, and they typically take place over there. But when we saw this headline, we had to do a special edition for VA.
Something's happened in Virginia that's gotta be pointed out. Our neighboring states sometimes just be wildin', and this one definitely deserves some attention. There's a guy in Virginia that just got arrested for drawing his own crosswalk with chalk.
Where did he do this?
He literally was drawing his own crosswalk on a busy street, and literally just got arrested. Now let me give you the backstory about this. All right, this is what's happening in Virginia today. There's this guy named Kevin, and Kevin basically, there was this busy street, and the residents of this area were trying to get this under control for a while because apparently there is this person, one of their neighbors, uses a wheelchair, and Kevin was sick of this person in the wheelchair not being able to have a safe place to cross, and they've been calling the city over in Charlottesville for a long time, trying to like get them to be able to come in and put a crosswalk in. City's taking their time, to dragging their feet. Well, Kevin got sick of it. Kevin said, you know what, like I'm gonna go out there and I'm going to use literally just chalk and draw in a crosswalk. And that's exactly what he did. And I'll have Kevin tell you his side of the story.
We can't get traffic control cameras. If the police won't enforce the law enough to communicate with people, then we have to turn to physical methods to slow drivers down. After I put the first thin line down, I heard people in amazement say, look at that, the drivers see it and they're slowing down.
The neighbors cheered, Jessica. They were so happy.
He was doing this for the people.
Kevin was the hero of the neighborhood, because he was drawing in their very own crosswalk.
He's the people's prince.
Well, hero or not, apparently in Virginia, you're not allowed to do that.
No!
The cops showed up. They arrested Kevin
for
drawing in his very own crosswalk.
He went to jail?
And he is now facing a year in jail
for
drawing in.
Wait, I actually really hate that. I don't think that's fair. That's crazy.
Is that not wild to you? Like, that's the kind of crime that's happening next door.
Wait, that's actually poor,
like,
Kevin.
Say what you will about Maryland's crime issues. Yo, next door.
He was trying to protect everybody.
We got Kevin Wildin' over here. Drawing in his own crosswalk, trying to just help a neighbor, to help his neighbor in a wheelchair. And now
he's in jail.
The man is literally facing a year in jail.
Somebody has to do something about this.
For doing that.
No.
Yo, this story could not go unrecognized. It's another one of our neighbors wildin'.
No, I don't think Kevin is in the wrong.
He's not. Yo, he's not. Yo, that's unfair.
I don't think he
that's
should be in
unfair.
Jail.
No, listen, let's be serious for a second.
Dude, get this man out of jail.
Yo, where's the GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Yo, get Kevin.
Who do we need to talk to? That's actually wild.
Who's got a bus? We got to get a bus together here in Maryland. We got to drive over and go
what
save Kevin.
In the world?
We all paint the ground. They can't arrest us all.
Don't say that because they might.
Get your paintbrushes.
Yo, it's our very first edition of VA So Cray Cray, because that story is wild.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000
Hey, we're your morning friends that give you a chance to win $1,000 in free gas. Nobody else, none of your other friends are giving you that chance. It's because we love you, you know? So let's go to caller Tim today, going to get this opportunity. Who's this? Hi.
This is Kristen and Lily.
Kristen and Lily. Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
How is your rainy day commute going?
Oh, it's rainy, but we pulled over and are safe.
Okay,
let's
good.
Oh, let's go. Lily, how are we?
Good.
Good. All right. Well, let's go. Jess is going to explain the rules, and then we're going to play for this $1,000 gas card from Dashin. How do we do it, Jess?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dashin gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kristen and Lily, you ready to play?
We're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dashin gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the name of Baltimore's baseball team?
The Baltimore Orioles.
Correct. Question number two. What's the name of the pirate ship in Peter Pan?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
Question number three. Which Ed Sheeran song features the lyrics, "We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was"?
Oh my gosh. I can hear it in my head. Pass.
Question number four. What unit of digital storage is equal to 1,024 gigabytes?
No clue. Pass.
Question number five. What vegetable name comes from the Italian word for little arms?
Little arms. Little arms. Pass.
Question number six. How many hours are in 6 days?
24 times 6. I'm
passed. Question number seven. Which literary device compares two things using like or as?
Simile.
That's right, and that's 60 seconds right there. It was a lot of passing, but you know what? I know that you, I appreciate at least that you know your strengths.
Wait, where was Lily at with the Googling?
Well, she was, you know.
She was just silently judging me.
Lily, right. What the heck?
It's what kids do best, and I can appreciate that as well. Appreciate that as well. It's, you know.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
You didn't waste time, that's for sure. You definitely didn't waste time. So that's another.
It's on the spot. We're going to look back and be like, why didn't we get that one right?
It's all right.
It's okay. It always feels like that when you're in the hot seat. Back to question number two, what's the name of the pirate ship in Peter Pan? That answer is the Jolly Roger. Yeah, Jolly Roger. Number three, and I know you know this one. What Ed Sheeran song features the lyrics, "We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was"? Here. That's perfect.
We'll play it for you here. We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it
was. Question number four. What unit of digital storage is equal to 1,024 gigabytes? That's a terabyte.
Terabyte was the next one up.
What is that about? I don't know what that is. Pterodactyl, terabyte, I don't know. Number five. Oh my God, this was so interesting. What vegetable's name comes from the Italian word for little arms? That's broccoli.
Yeah. It's kind of cute though, right?
I learned that today. That's cool.
Kids, you might want to eat more broccoli. It's cute now.
That's
you know
pretty
that,
cool.
You know?
Question number six. How many hours are in 6 days? That's 144.
Yep. So, but listen, Christy, I just like that you literally... You knew you didn't know. You didn't waste time on it.
But you went for it, even though Lily was just sitting there judging you.
No, Lily, it's okay. Lily,
come on, team player, Lily. What the heck?
No, she just, Lily's like, I'm out. And,
well, my sons are going to be listening in the car, and they're at least going to be happy I got the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all that matters.
And that's what we care about, too. So, Kristen, Lily, you guys are fun. Thank you for calling today. Tomorrow, we're going to come back same time. 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas, and hopefully we'll see you guys then, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Drive safe, and make sure to head to Dashin for their Stackadilla flavors. They've got classic country breakfast, Santa Fe Stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs, and it can be yours for an everyday low price for just $6.95 only at Dashin. So there is a new decluttering technique that's currently trending online, and you might have even heard of it before, but it sounds gross, but I think it actually might work. It's called the poop rule, and it's very simple. You literally just ask yourself, would I keep this if it was covered in poop while you are decluttering your home, right? So this is basically kind of like the grosser spin-off version of the Marie Kondo, kind of like, does this spark joy? But instead of being like, does this bring me joy? Basically, it's like, would I not touch this if this had poop on it?
It's pretty smart.
And would I really be okay with just tossing it?
I was trying to do it this weekend. I was doing spring cleaning at the very end of spring, I guess. And I was really trying to like put that into effect. And if you really think of even stuff that you can think of in your head right now, that like if you go through your home, like, would you really hold on to it if it had poop on it, or would you get rid of it? And it really will make you think hard about, like, is this really of value to me, or is it not? Because there's a lot of things, that, especially clothes, that I've been, like, holding on to, that I was like, if this was covered in poop, I definitely would not hold on to
it. It makes me think about parents, and I feel like parents probably have to go through this on the reg, where it's like, you're changing a diaper, and you get poop on it. You're like, okay, am I going to wash this and keep it, or is this dead to me because I can't wear this ever again? Done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I thought what we'd do is let's kind of play this poop rule out with some things. I've come up with some items, and let's play this poop rule out. How about your childhood stuffed animal? Poop rule applies. Would you keep it or would you toss it? Poops on your childhood stuffed animal. Is it enough to like wait?
Okay, and also, this means, like, we clean it off, right?
Right,
like,
it's just right. And obviously, there's not real poop on your childhood animal, but, like, it's like, is it enough to, like...
But that's a valid... I mean, it could be. Is it enough to, like... That could actually very much so happen.
It would be enough for me to keep it.
I would keep it.
I would have to keep it. Charlotte, are you keeping it, or are you cleaning it? AirPods. You get poop on your AirPods. Now, this actually happened to me.
What?
Do you not know this story?
You got poop on your AirPods?
I shared this on my podcast. I didn't tell the story. Oh my God. Okay, this is a true story.
You're weird.
Okay, listen to how this happened.
I don't understand you.
I was cleaning up Kiki's poop one time, and my AirPod fell out of my ear into her poop.
Oh, no. I remember this. Yes.
I thought I told this on the air.
I do remember this.
And I had to make that decision really quick. Like, and AirPods are like expensive. They're $250 bucks. I had to make that decision. Do I just throw these out, or do I forever have to, like, because you know I'm not getting those. There's so many little crevices.
Dude, I would have gotten new ones. There's no way.
I for sure kept them. I kept them and I cleaned them.
Do you still use them to this day?
Oh, yeah, still use them.
Did you put it in the dishwasher with her poop scooper?
Dude, you're so bizarre to me. It's like, you don't let people poop because in your apartment, you're fine
cheap
with it
anything.
Being in your dishwasher and also in your ear.
Cheap over anything. High school yearbook. It gets poop on it. Are you cleaning it or are you getting rid of it? I'm getting rid of it.
If it's senior year, I'm keeping it. Okay. If it's any other one, I'm cool.
That's valid.
You know what I mean?
Sophomore year, don't care.
No.
That can go junior year.
Fine.
Couldn't give a damn.
But senior year, I'd keep that one.
I think that's valid. Yeah. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, you're wondering why we're talking about poop on things. You want to explain? Like, because you're probably like, what in the world?
This is a legitimate decluttering technique called the poop rule. And what people are doing is asking themselves, if this were to have poop on it, would I keep this actually? Or do I need to get rid of it?
It just goes to show how much do you really care about an item, how much do you not. Electric toothbrush. You get poop on your electric toothbrush. Are you keeping it or are you gonna
I'm gonna getting
get
rid of it. Yeah. You would keep it, wouldn't you? They're
pretty expensive. I would probably I would probably wash that off.
I don't understand you.
One more. Here's a tough one. Your passport. Passports are so...
I'm washing that immediately.
Yeah, there's no way.
Even if it's stained, I'm not waiting 6 to 8 months to hopefully get my passport in time for my trip.
In this economy?
No!
This is a passport system. No way. That's getting washed.
Southwest doesn't even have free checked bags anymore. Can't afford to live. What are you talking about?
I'm Owen, and I'm 10 years old. What does one pickle say to the other pickle when it's on the ground?
What did one pickle say to the other pickle when it fell on the ground? All right.
It's time for kid jokes.
Yeah, man. Rain sucks. Kid jokes is fun, though. We'll give you that. How about that? I'm trying to make this commute in a little bit better, right? If you've not been here for kid jokes before, let's explain how this works, Jess.
Kids from all over the state of Maryland, I think really the DMV, call in and take over our show, and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them, but it's a lot harder than you think it is.
So if you've got a funny kid, and like a future comedian, you know what I mean? Every family's got one. So if your kid's in the car with you right now, encourage them to call and be on this segment. The number is 855 855-
kid joke. Have them call that number. Have them tell their funniest joke. And then we are going to try to solve that. Now, we, that includes you, as educated, and I would consider Jess and I to be humorous people, we're not good at these.
No.
Like, the kids are funny, man. Like, we didn't have these jokes growing up. Like, the kids' operating
systems.
Sometimes
it's like a riddle, and it's just, I know. You have no direction.
I don't know. As an adult, you're going to find out. These jokes are pretty hard. So, funny kids, call 855-KID-JOKE. We are going to try to solve these. Oh, and I'm sorry, the joke was.
What does one pickle say to the other pickle when it fell on the ground?
What does one pickle say to the other pickle when it fell on the ground?
Okay,
pickle.
Like, two things is, like, I think of dill. Like, dill something. Like, do
dill,
something.
Oh, dill something.
You know? Or
like do something.
Yeah,
like
do
me.
Something like help me. Mm-hmm. Or like spear, but that doesn't make sense. Like spear, like I think of like spare me.
I think you
spear
were good.
Me.
Like
dill something.
Like dill something. Like it's
just deal with it.
Just deal with it. Dang.
I'll give Jess Dutcher half credit for
it's
that.
It's kind of sad.
It's pretty good though.
The pickle didn't want to help the other pickle.
Eight. Charlotte loved that one. Eight.
That was great.
You're getting way too emotional. I think the rain's getting to you guys.
Yeah.
855-KID-JOKE.
Hi, I'm Rosie, and I live in Mount Washington. I am 10 years old, and my joke is, why are koalas not considered bears?
Why are koalas not considered bears?
They're not? Or is this a joke?
A joke.
Crap. See, this is the point.
What's going on? We can't get so philosophical.
No, this is the point, though. That's my issue. Is like, I believe her. Is she wrong? I probably should Google that. I don't know.
Kids' facts.
But
okay?
She could be right because sometimes they be schooling us. I don't know.
That's fair.
Why wouldn't the koala be a bear? That's actually kind of sad.
Sleepy. They're sleep.
Koala.
They're unbearable.
Unbearable. Yo. They're unbearable. Charlotte with the assist today.
Because they don't have the right qualification. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Wait, that was so cute.
That is really
that
cute.
Was so we cute. Like that one was
that's,
so good.
That's well done. 855-KID-JOKE.
Hi, this is Charlie. I'm 11 years old and I'm calling from Glen Arm. And my joke is, hey, Dad, do you want to hear a pizza joke?
Yeah, I'd love to hear a pizza joke.
No, it's too cheesy.
Okay. That's cute. Charlie and Dad.
A little dad daughter joke.
Wait, I love that.
That's great.
Parents can always participate in
it. That's so cute.
Takes the pressure off of us. 855-KID-JOKE. If you want to get a funny kid in the car right now, you guys want to be a part of this. 855-KID-JOKE. We'll try to solve your jokes, okay?
Hi, my name is Vanessa. I'm 11 years old and I'm calling from Jacksonville, Maryland. And my joke is, a fire hydrant has H2O on the inside. What does it have on the outside?
A fire hydrant has H2O on the inside of it. What does it have on the outside of it?
What?
Yo, this is a deep one. Hang on.
I don't even know where to go with it.
Okay, hang on. Oh. We got this. If a fire hydrant has H2O...
on the inside...
We can do this.
I don't know. Is this a riddle? Right?
No, it's just
Isn't
a joke,
it?
Right?
Is it?
Riddles are usually like, has what is
I don't know.
If a fire hydrant has, I feel like it's going to be way too smart for
Aren't
us.
Aren't they like, this is doing red, like, this but is some like, of them are yellow.
This is the scientific table or whatever that thing was called. I think it's going to be way too.
I don't know.
Way too smart for
periodic
us.
Table.
Periodic table.
Yeah, yeah. If you know scientific table, I'm dead.
K9P.
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 Oh my God.
Dog P.
Oh
dog
my God,
P
that's
on the
so
outside.
Funny.
That's a solid one.
I think that the internet is making me lose my ability to go shopping in real life.
Yeah.
And it's causing me like major anxiety.
This is a real warning. We're kind of wondering, is anybody else going through this the same experience? Because this is a real fear factor that I don't think you're going to be alone in this story.
And I didn't know that I was going to freak out until I got there. So I honestly don't really like buying stuff online. That creeps me out too. So that's a whole other ordeal. And I don't go shopping very often. I'm just kind of like one of those people. If there's like a vacation coming up or if there's like a specific reason I have to get something new, then I will. And I hadn't been to the mall in a really long time. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I've also never been to Nordstrom Rack before.
Which is crazy. Nordstrom Rack is fantastic.
No, very fantastic. However, I go down the escalator and I walk in there and I'm like, this place is like Alice in Wonderland. I immediately am like, where do I go? How do I start? There's people everywhere. They're throwing things. They're like they're just going through everything. And it was just so, so overwhelming. And I was freaking out. I like didn't know what to do.
Because you're so used to what, just typing in. Like if you want, what were you going to Nordstrom Rack for?
Were you at Towson
Town Center?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. So I'm going to a wedding in June and I was looking for something. And also too, I was like, I just wanted to go to the mall. I hadn't gone in a minute. I was like trying to do like something fun, you know? And like, I think typically it would be like, just like very like simple, random something. Or I would just like recycle something that I already used. Whatever, or I don't know. And even with Amazon, it can just be like very simple. You just type in something.
So you would type in what? You were looking for a dress for a wedding?
Like wedding guest.
So wedding guest dress is what you would type into Amazon.
Yeah.
You would it would pop up. It would give you options and you would just be
maybe
able to
I would look at
search.
Like the top three or four or five and I was just like, whatever. And maybe there's some colors there and I can get my size like bada bing, bada boom, whatever. Right. I'm kind of more like that's kind of like my vibe. But I was like, you know what? Like I want to go to the mall. Like
go
this is like
wild.
A fun day. Like let's go to the mall. Like go down there and I was like what like it was I really was like I don't know what to do I don't know where to go like what should I do and Garage Boy was with me and I'm like I like can you like what should, can you help me like I don't even know where to go and it was such an overwhelming experience and then I realized I just hadn't I mean even if I go to like Ross or TJ Maxx like it's still kind of it's on a more chill level for some reason when I walked down there I felt like I got so small and everything got so big and like this overwhelming sense of just like anxiety and fear went over me of where do I start.
It's like that specific Nordstrom Rack too, like the one in the Towson Mall where you like descend, you feel like you're going into like a labyrinth.
I think that's why I got scared because I'm like, where am I going? Yeah. What is this?
You feel like you're in another dimension.
Yes. It felt like Alice in Wonderland for sure.
I think what happens and what Jess is bringing up a great point is we're getting so used to online shopping where we can type in exactly what we're looking for, right? So if Jess is going to a wedding and she's like, hey, I'm looking for a black dress. I'm probably not black for a wedding, but I'm looking for a pink dress with straps and a cute flower.
Yeah. You know? I'm looking for a man in finance.
Right.
6'5".
You can type
blue
in
eyes,
exactly what you're looking
fund.
For. Like, and it will like give you that dress. I need a size whatever. And it will give you that dress. When you are now forced to go out into the wild and find that dress. So let's say you go into Nordstrom Rack.
And I didn't know what I was looking for either. I was just going on like straight off vibes.
It's, it almost seems impossible nowadays. I have the same experience now when I have to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I've done, the pandemic ruined me like that.
Because
I was so used to online grocery shopping. So now it's becoming the habit. When I have to online grocery shop now, it's like, I'm completely fine. I'm like, I need a can of peas. Okay, I go on my phone. I type in can of peas. Boop, add to cart. I go pick up my grocery order. It's done. Y'all, if I have to go inside and find a can of peas in the grocery store, I don't even know where to start.
You
that's
don't know
wild.
Where to go, it's been so long.
I don't even know where the peas are. I'm like, where am I? I'm in the jungle now. I'm in the jungle. I will die. I will die of starvation before I find the peas because I'm just so not used to like doing this thing manually anymore.
Yeah,
we've ruined ourselves.
I just don't want us to turn into like the civilization on WALL-E. Like when they're just in the chairs and
no,
they don't do anything.
Though.
And so after this experience over the weekend, I'm going to force myself, even when I just don't need anything.
Yeah.
Because like I still go to restaurants. I still like ordering my coffee. Like I still and I'm used to those things. Like I don't like doing like the pickup order just because I like that interaction.
Yeah.
But as far as like the shopping aspect, I don't do that very often. And I didn't like the feeling I had. I was like, ew, like why am I overwhelmed? Like why am I freaking out? Like
right.
I didn't like that. So I think I'm just going to try to force myself to do that stuff more often.
Got to.
Okay, everyone, it's time for our monthly NSYNC reunion update.
Here we go. The most toxic relationship you're ever going to be in, by the way, is NSYNC is that boyfriend that you had years ago that just will not go away and just wants to just check in. It's like the you up of boy bands.
But I don't want them to go away.
I know.
I and literally
because,
don't.
It's because of you they keep doing this.
Whatever. So, apparently we are, we don't know if we're getting a reunion.
Yes, you do know.
Because...
Yes, you do know.
No.
And you're the problem.
We're loading. We're still figuring it out, okay? we have to wait a little bit longer on the NSYNC reunion because apparently it's not even in the works yet. Joey Fatone says he and the guys haven't even had a chance to talk about it. He was chatting with people and he said the five of them still need to get together. It has not happened because everybody is everywhere in the world. And he thinks, and honestly, all of them think that it's way more important for everyone to be in person versus like some sort of like Zoom or phone call. And he was like, hey, I know all of you think, oh, it must be so easy just to get on the phone and talk. But no, it's not. There's a lot of things that people have to get together. It's a really big commitment. A lot of people have families. A lot of us have kids at this point. So it's something that they need to discuss. Also, by the way, Joey Fatone is back on Broadway. He's returning to Juliet. And he's on Broadway now until July 31st.
And this is exactly the reason he's talking about NSYNC. It's because he wants you to focus on Anne Julianne. Okay, why is this so annoying, Jess? Tell everybody why this is so annoying.
Because it seems like once a month or maybe like once a quarter, there is an NSYNC reunion in the headlines in some way. Because it's one of the five will come forward and talk about it.
Yes.
Like, loosely.
Yes.
But the story is always... it's going to happen. We just don't know when. And that's fair because JT is on tour. That, you know, the world tour. So, like, that has been planned.
He's got a little
for
drama
quite some time.
On.
He had some drama. And the conversations were happening pre, I don't know, police stop. Like, you know, the conversations were happening. Then he had to figure that whole situation out, you know. Chris is like doing tours, but like, it's like, you know, the pop mix
summer tour or whatever. Pop
yeah.
UK,
and isn't it with like who New Kids on the Block, like a few members.
Yeah.
I feel like Chris O-Town and Joey will always kind of be, oh, even Joey was on tour with like Boys to Men as well.
Lance is on TikTok now, just doing his thing.
No. So they have stuff going on.
And so this is what they
JC was writing a musical. Like, it's not like they don't have plans. It's just a matter of everyone's schedule going on. And I do think the guys deserve some grace because, listen, everybody knows as adults, it's really hard to get something on the books.
Okay, that's true.
Okay?
I'm telling you right now, and I keep trying to tell Jess this, there will not be an NSYNC reunion. There will not be an... they will not do it. The last... y'all, you have to remember, Celebrity came out in 2001. That was 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was 24 years ago. They have no real interest. They love to play this little flirty game with you guys where they come back and they're, hey, guess what? We're thinking about it. There was a conversation. Hey, look, we're all in New York together. Let's take a picture and post it because they love your attention. They will, and mark my word, today is the 28th of May 2025.
Yeah.
There will never be an NSYNC reunion. I will bet $100,000 on that right now.
They're going on tour in 2027.
It will never happen.
No, they will.
It will.
They're
going
to go on tour in 2027.
It will never happen. Stop holding your breath. These men are retired. Give it up. Hey, you're going to play a game with us. We're going to call this game Name the Nerdy Number. Name the Nerdy Number, okay? If you weren't here last week, I said that I got kind of offended because my boss described me as a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't consider myself to be a nerdy person.
What word did you prefer?
Cool. I consider myself to be a cool. I really don't consider myself to be a nerd.
Okay.
So the last week, ever since he said that, I'm like, let me like analyze, let me do some self-reflection.
Only
on that.
A nerd would literally be reflecting on that. But
let me do a data analysis.
I wanted to
run results and tests on my hypothesis that I am not a nerd. I am actually cool.
I wanted to see, is it truly, am I more nerdy than I realize? You know, like, I want self-reflection.
Okay.
It's called growth, maturity.
Yeah, collecting,
you know,
data.
So,
as Charlotte pointed out,
something happened yesterday that I'm like, damn.
Uh-oh.
I think I may actually be a nerd.
Okay.
And it's kind of hard to like...
it takes a while to be self-aware. Yeah.
This.
It takes some work.
So the new Nintendo system comes out next week. And in preparation for that, I was like, I'm going to go sell my old Nintendo games to pay for the new system, right?
Okay.
So you can go to GameStop, take them your old games and trade into the new system, right?
Oh, nice.
So I grab my old games and I take them in there, and the look, and keep in mind, the GameStop in Ellicott City, they obviously, this is what they do.
Yeah.
All day, every day, they are I mean, official nerds. They're video game nerds. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
This is their place of business.
This is their place of business. They do this all day, every day.
They don't game stop. They game go. All day. All day long.
Get her out of here.
I'm on fire today.
You're on fire.
So, I bring my games in, and the look on these three video game nerds' faces.
Oh, by the amount that you brought in, by they the were amount, like shooketh to
they,
their core.
They were shooketh.
Like you set a record.
Like it was literally Christmas Day for these guys.
Oh, wow.
Like when I walked in, it was like, who is this man that is cometh into our store?
You're like their new god.
With so many games in his possession.
We didn't
know a man could possess so many video games. We didn't know that somebody was this powerful to own so many video games.
Yeah.
I put this box up on the counter.
A box?
A box of games up on the counter for how many I've purchased over the last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And the GameStop people were shooketh. Okay. With how many games that I brought to them. So we're going to play a game right now called Name That Nerd Number. And guess how many games I took in to trade in that actually shooketh the GameStop employees.
Okay.
We'll go to Jess first. And the new game called Name That Nerd Number.
I'm going 50.
50. Wow, 50?
Yeah.
Why 50? I mean, that's
because high. You're a nerd.
Okay, we'll go to 50's a lot. Charlotte. And I will, and I'll tell you this. Let me give you a context clues. The GameStop nerds told me I set a store record.
Oh my god!
They were dapping me. They were cheering when the total came
they're
up.
They're like, yeah!
They were freaking out. They were freaking out. Charlotte,
I'm gonna pick a nerdy number.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
In honor of your birthday.
Okay.
I'm going 43.
40? Why 43? Oh,
wait, are you turning 42? 42,
he's turning 42.
Oh, 42 then.
42 games?
You know what? I'll go crazy. I'll go 43.
Okay.
Put one
43.
Extra.
Okay.
It's high. You guys went a little high.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Too high?
No. It was 84.
Oh,
84.
My God.
It was 84 and a total of $1,400.
Did they even release that many
84?
Games?
Y'all, the nerds
wait,
at GameStop.
Wait, you just made $1,400 off your games?
I spent $1,400 in games. The GameStop nerds made me their king yesterday.
84
These guys,
games?
They were jumping around. They were freaking out. They took a picture of how many games I brought in. I had to literally.
Are you in the photo? Are they framing
it? They literally took a picture of me.
Is
they
it
not
on
only,
Instagram?
Not only they take a picture of me, they reprinted my receipt so they could hang it in the store in Ellicott City. This is
God.
Not a joke. This really happened. I'm now their king of the nerds. So yeah, maybe so. Oh, you're
Ew.
In for it. You're in for it.
What is that? Is this a pen?
It's a fork.
Just a fork. Just relax, y'all. It's you're in for a doozy right now for our last item in Jess's mystery item May for debate or not debate. Let's get into it.
To bay. That is the Maryland question.
You left it to yourself in there for this one? All right, let's see how this goes. Y'all, you know what this is, right? We've made this into a Maryland thing now. To bay or not to bay is supposed to be a fun thing, but this month it's been a little brutal. What is a traditional to bay or not to bay, Jess, for those who have never been here for this segment before?
We put Old Bay on things that you typically would not try Old Bay with, just because when we moved here 5 years ago, we actually had never heard of Old Bay. And everyone was saying, oh my gosh, you can put it on anything and everything, which is not true. Old Bay does not go great with everything, but it actually is really good with a lot of things you probably have not tried Old Bay on, and that's what we do here.
So the month of May, what we decided to do was Mystery Item Month May, where typically we'd like Jess would know what she was doing. She's in the creation process of this, but for May, we left her in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did we leave her in the dark, we left her in the physical dark. We've blindfolded her, so she literally has no idea of the food item that's in front of her to really give you what we consider an unbiased opinion of is this food item to bay or not to bay?
No, don't try to be like unbiased. No, literally, this is just for torture.
No.
Yeah, it is.
We would never. It's we would fun. Never torture our sweet Jess. We would never. That would never be our objective on this show. We'd love you way too much. So in front of Jess, Charlotte, would you say that we saved the best for last or the worst for last?
Yes.
Yes.
The worst?
Answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
No, so, you know what is alarming to me is that Charlotte's not in my studio with me this time.
No, that wasn't. I just felt like I kept being awkwardly in the back of the video.
You have been in my studio with me every other time that I've been blindfolded, which makes me feel like you know I'm going to be upset about this item.
It's just so when it explodes, Charlotte's not in the room with you. So, all right. Jessica, you don't know what the food item is. It is right in front of you on a fork. Can you show that? Can you put it towards the camera? You know where the camera is, more or less. That's not it.
Dude, I'm literally blindfolded. I can't see what I'm doing. I'm stressed. I don't know where the camera
is. Great.
Can you guys see it or not?
Try to put it best to the camera where you think it is. Like right at the camera. Put it right where you think it is.
I don't know. Can you,
perfect. All right. All right, Jess, this is the last one. So just do it like you mean it. No, don't touch it. Just do it like you mean it. This is the last time you ever have to do this.
It's hard.
Just put it in your mouth.
What
and just,
is
just
that?
Like
is
a champion.
Is this dog food?
I'm not going to say a word. I just want you to.
Wasn't dog food on my list of must not?
Jess gave us a list of, and I promise you this was not on your list of things you would not eat. So I promise you, all I'm going to say is.
It doesn't even feel like food. It feels fake.
I'm not saying a word. Please just take this one seriously.
Is it dog food?
It's not dog food.
Is it cat food?
It's not.
Is it animal food?
It is not.
Is it people food?
Jessica, just please.
It feels
Jessica
fake.
Put the food item in your mouth and just try it and tell it. So come on.
Mm-mm.
For the last time. It's the last time you have to do this. Here she goes. We're so proud of Jess. Here she goes. She's going to be so brave.
I'm freaking out. This is bad. I feel it in my bones. It's going to be bad.
I'll put it this way. It's definitely not good.
Okay, then why would I do this? Anyone, you hear that from somebody and they're like, it's not going to be good. Okay, let me willingly try this right now.
Airplane in three.
No.
Two, one, go. You can do it. Here she goes. Big bite. Come on. Last time you ever do it. Big bite. Big bite.
What is it?
Big bite. Just do it. Big bite. You can do it. Big bite.
Mm-mm.
Big bite.
No.
Come on.
No.
Big bite.
Uh-uh.
Big bite.
I'm not. What is that? Oh my God, it's black licorice. I'm gonna throw up. You know I hate that. Oh my God. You know I hate that. I might throw up. You know I hate this.
Did you actually know this?
I feel it in my stomach. I literally might throw up. You know I hate that. I'm gonna puke. I'm literally gonna puke.
I didn't know you hated it. I feel like I've been tricked into assisting with evil.
Come back.
You know I literally hate that. My stomach hurts now. Now I'm in pain.
What, Jessica, what was the mystery food item?
It's black licorice. It's literally, black licorice makes me want to throw up. Like, I'm nauseous now.
No.
I'm literally not.
I honestly
now.
Didn't know you hated it that much.
You know I
hate
it.
You, I did not,
you know it makes
I
me sick.
I promise you I did not know that.
Would you like a mint?
I did not know that.
You know it makes me sick. Now I'm sick.
We're doing this for science, Jess.
I literally feel terrible.
We have to give it to the people. When it comes to black licorice.
No. No. I'm done.
Is it to bay or not to bay? You're not even going to tell the people it's to bay or not to bay? This is important to them. They've held on for this whole segment for this. She just dropped her headphones. This is important.
Protest.
This is important.
We broke the segment.
I'm going to say it's debate. She has now blindfolded her mouth. I'm going to say it's debate then.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.